Well, a private funeral, guys, was held for Hollywood director John Singleton. It was held yesterday, that's Monday, in Los Angeles at Angeles Funeral Home, and only his family and his closest friends were in attendance. But Ludacris was there, Ice Cube, Tyrese, Jim Brown, Tina Knowles, and Congresswoman Maxine Waters were just a few of the guests who attended. It is reported that Singleton's family will hold a larger memorial in a few weeks. They're going to celebrate his life there. If you recall, Singleton, of course, died last week at the age of 51. He suffered a stroke. Yeah, 51 years young. He suffered a stroke on April 17th, a shock to everyone. John Singleton's impact will continue to be felt on one of his favorite projects. And as you know, Singleton co-created Snowfall, that comes on FX. Love that show. He was extremely hands-on in his roles as director and producer on that series. And Snowfall, sources have reported that production on season 3 is almost done, and there are no plans to replace John as executive producer. Wow. Love Snowfall. And he will be missed. His impact in the industry, Steve, was...
John Singleton, man, gave us so many great moments and so many jobs he created for so many. There's so many entertainers and actors that owe him a debt of gratitude for being very, very instrumental in their careers. Mm-hmm. I mean, he oftentimes gave people spots who couldn't get them anyplace else. He was just a trendsetter. He was so gifted. You never heard anything bad about him. His word was his bond. He was just a gorgeous human being, man. He was just one of them brothers, man, that was just a solid dude. And you didn't hear none crazy about him. He did his work, man. He was dedicated to his work, man. I love the dude, man. He was a great brother, man. I wasn't real close to him, but every time I saw him, we shared a smile and a laugh and a hug. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think last time I physically saw him was in Neiman Marcus over in Beverly Hills. Last time I saw him physically.
Wow.
That's a great brother, man.
And Steve, you echo what so many people who knew him in Hollywood have said. I haven't heard one bad word, about him. Everyone says glowing things. Yeah, about.
Because you know what? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, you know, he suffered from, this came out after his passing, from high blood pressure, and his family were encouraging people, especially black men, to go and get tested and watch their diets and exercise, you know, because hypertension is such a killer in our race. So they were, you know, just telling, you know, black men and women, of course, to be mindful of your health. That's what I was going to say.
No, that's what you said, Shirley.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, did you want to say something? I mean, what were you going to say?
No, that's fine. You know,
did I throw you off?
No. Everybody off.
Just check your health. I mean, you know, just make sure that, you know, you get your checkups and things, because it's just important, you know. These people are too young to be dying like this. It's just sad, that's all.
Yep.
Yeah, but all right. Up next, the nephew is out today. We got the prank phone call.
Does anybody miss him right now? Because I don't.
Yes, I miss the nephew.
I miss him. Not
of
like
course.
That.
What
I mean,
what do you mean?
No,
you don't.
I really don't. No, I really, really don't. I just want to be clear about that. It's such an enjoyable time without all them stupid ass comments coming out of left field. I get tired of just correcting him and listening to that ignorant mess. I like a day without just dumbass statements and high-level ass ignorance. I told you I was going to do something to embarrass you. You know, just let me feel free to do that as I see fit. I don't want to be embarrassed because of him every damn time he opened his damn mouth.
I mean, so much so that you disowned him earlier.
Yeah, man, I really do.
Have you
man.
Taken him back into the family?
Oh, no,
into
I
the fold
care less
yet,
about
Steve?
Him.
That just came out of nowhere, though. Do y'all miss him?
No, him.
Of course
we
miss him.
We don't. Why? Why you miss him? For what?
Because Tommy is funny. He makes me laugh. His stupidity makes me laugh. It just does. Anyway. Anyway, Tommy's not here. We miss him. Steve says he doesn't, which
hell
I don't
no.
believe. But... But Junior's going to be filling in for the nephew with a prank phone call right after this.